Friday, October the 29th, 10, 21 Keshvan 5771. Day 6 before Shabbat, Parashat Chayei Sarah, Sarah's lifetime. 1 Kings 1, 1-31.
Adonijah presumes to be king. 1 The first book of Kings.
Now King David was old and stricken in years, and they covered him with clothes, but he couldn't keep warm. Therefore his servant said to him, "Let there be sought for my master the king a young virgin, and let her stand before the king, and cherish him, and let her lie in your bosom, that my master the king may keep warm." So they sought for a beautiful young lady throughout all the borders of Israel, and found Abishag the Shunammite, and brought her to the king. The young lady was very beautiful, and she cherished the king, and ministered to him, but the king didn't know her intimately. Then Adonijah the son of Haggith exalted himself, saying, "I will be king." Then he prepared him chariots and horsemen, and 50 men to run before him. His father had not displeased him at any time in saying, "Why have you done so?" And he was also a very handsome man, and he was born after Absalom. He conferred with Joab the son of Zeruiah, and with Abiathar the priest, and they following Adonijah helped him. But Zadok the priest, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and Nathan the prophet, and Shimei, and Rei, and the mighty men who belonged to David, were not with Adonijah. Adonijah killed sheep and cattle and fatlings by the stone of Zoheleth, which is beside En-Rogel, and he called all his brothers, the king's sons, and all the men of Judah, the king's servants, but Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah, and the mighty men, and Solomon his brother, he didn't call. Then Nathan spoke to Bathsheba the mother of Solomon, saying, "Haven't you heard that Adonijah the son of Haggith reigns, and David our master doesn't know it? Now therefore come, please let me give you counsel, that you may save your own life, and the life of your son Solomon. Go into King David, and tell him, 'Didn't you, my master, king, swear to your handmaid, saying, assuredly Solomon your son shall reign after me, and he shall sit on my throne?' Why then does Adonijah reign? Behold, while you yet talk there with the king, I also will come in after you, and confirm your words." Bathsheba went into the king into the room. The king was very old, and Abishag the Shunammite was ministering to the king. Bathsheba bowed, and showed respect to the king. The king said, "What would you like?" She said to him, "My master, you swore by Yahweh your Elohim to your handmaid, assuredly Solomon your son shall reign after me, and he shall sit on my throne. Now, behold, Adonijah reigns, and you, my master the king, don't know it. He has slain cattle and fatlings and sheep in abundance, and has called all the sons of the king, and Abiathar the priest, and Joab the captain of the army, but he hasn't called Solomon your servant. You, my master the king, the eyes of all Israel are on you, that you should tell them who shall sit on the throne of my master the king after him. Otherwise it will happen, when my master the king shall sleep with his fathers, that I and my son Solomon shall be counted offenders." Behold, while she yet talked with the king, Nathan the prophet came in. They told the king, saying, "Behold, Nathan the prophet." When he had come in before the king, he bowed himself before the king with his face to the ground. Nathan said, "My master, king, have you said, Adonijah shall reign after me, and he shall sit on my throne? For he is gone down this day, and has slain cattle and fatlings and sheep in abundance, and has called all the king's sons, and the captains of the army, and Abiathar the priest. Behold, they are eating and drinking before him, and say, 'Long live King Adonijah.' But he hasn't called me, even me your servant, and Zadok the priest, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and your servant Solomon. Is this thing done by my master the king, and you haven't shown to your servants who should sit on the throne of my master the king after him?"
David proclaims Solomon king.
Then King David answered, "Call to me Bathsheba." She came into the king's presence, and stood before the king. The king swore, and said, "As Yahweh lives, who has redeemed my soul out of all adversity, most certainly as I swore to you by Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel, saying, assuredly Solomon your son shall reign after me, and he shall sit on my throne in my place, most certainly so will I do this day." Then Bathsheba bowed with her face to the earth, and showed respect to the king, and said, "Let my master King David live forever." End of today's Torah and related scriptures. Praise Yah. HNV version, in the public domain.